This is Business Update from the BBC. The main headlines. Kenyans anxiously await election results. Sierra Leone asks Kuwait to cancel visas. And the world's richest football league is 25 today. I'm George Thomas at the BBC's Business Unit in London. First to Kenya, where politicians are gathering at the counting centre in Nairobi. An official result is expected in the country's elections in the next few hours. The chairman of the Election Commission has told Kenyans to be patient and go back to work. But hundreds of business premises have remained under lock and key for most of the week. The BBC's Michael Koloki has more from Nairobi.
A number of business associations have expressed concern about the situation and have encouraged business owners to keep their premises open this week and carry on trading as they usually would. Many businesses here in the city and other parts of the country have decided to remain closed on Friday over fears of possible protests as the country awaits the official announcement of the election results. Some local press reports indicate that government employees have been instructed to return to work, apparently after some of them did not resume their duties after the elections.
Hundreds of women from Sierra Leone have left home for Kuwait in recent years in the hope of good jobs and salaries, but many have ended up working as housemaids. This week, Kuwait has stopped issuing visas to Sierra Leoneans at the request of Freetown. It's a move aimed at tackling persistent claims of abuse against domestic workers. The bill for the repatriation is mainly being footed by the International Organisation for Migration. Emmanuel Touré, spokesman for the Sierra Leone Foreign Ministry, says many of the women are drawn to Kuwait under false pretences.
The agents convince them that when they go over to Kuwait, they will be working in supermarkets, only for them to find themselves under such situation that the visa 20 they were giving them to go to that country was actually to work as domestic housemaids. Some of them were saying they were used by their employers as sex slaves. And testimony we get from the shelter, they are somewhere tested positive in terms of pregnancy. Some of them have affected by various diseases, and so they cannot work in that country.
The football drought for many is over. Today is the first day of the 25th season of the English Premier League. Arsenal take on Leicester City this evening in the curtain raiser to the world's richest football league. In terms of money, there's been extraordinary growth over the past quarter of a century. Professor Tom Cannon is an expert in sports finance and has been assessing the scale and extent of the change.
If you go back 25 years, it was probably $100 million in TV income of dollars and probably a similar sum in gate income. Now you're talking not of a tenfold increase or a 20-fold increase, but you're talking about a 30 or 40-fold increase. And every indication that those increases will continue. For two rounds of negotiations, the domestic rights have gone up by 70%, but the international rights are even going up faster.
Just time for a quick look at the markets. London's 100 share index is currently down 1.2% at 7303. On the currency markets, the euro is at $1.17.6 US cents. This is the BBC in London.
This is the business update from the BBC World Service.
All this week, we've been looking at the business of childbirth. Babies are big business. After all, who doesn't want the best for their child? In the United States, that's fueled by a growing premium market, as parents spend to make sure they have the very best products. In the US, women are waiting longer to have children, which sometimes means they have more disposable income. Michelle Fleury reports from New York.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Mwah. Two-year-old Gideon showing love to his little brother, newborn Akiva. For his mum, Karen, buying baby stuff was less daunting the second time around.
That's the Kikaroo changing pad. So a lot of changing pads have like a cloth top and they're always washing it. This you just rub down. It's great.
When Karen and her husband Landis were expecting Gideon, they went to a giant retailer to look at cribs and strollers, the American term for buggies. Soon they were navigating aisles brimming with baby products.
We actually went in one and got overwhelmed. Do you remember that?
Absolutely.
Landis was like, why are there so many strollers?
Products were stacked to the ceiling. It was too much.
It was too much. So we found a smaller one, Giggle, which has stores here in New York. And so we went there and it was a little more calm for us.
With so much choice, it's hard to know what your child really needs.
I think you're sleep deprived as a new parent, and you aren't sure what works, what doesn't, and you want to do the best by your child. So if somebody says, this is the best thing for your kid, this is going to get him the most sleep, or this is going to support him the most when you're wearing him in a carrier, you want to do that. You want to do whatever's best for your child.
Many of these companies start marketing to you when you're pregnant. So you're getting literature in the mail, you're getting targeted advertising on Amazon. So from almost the day you find out that you're expecting, you're being inundated with information about this stuff. So by the time you actually deliver the baby, you're almost exhausted from the exercise of kind of seeing all the products.
I think Gideon wants to jump in on this interview. What do you think, Gideon?
No.
What's your favorite toy?
Shopping for a baby isn't what it used to be. Just glancing around my local kids' playground, I can see a dozen or so different brand names, from Upper Baby to Skip Hop. Now in America, women are waiting longer to have children, by which time they often have more disposable income. And the industry is growing fast to cater to them. This year, the global market for baby care products is expected to reach $66.8 billion. The explosion of choice, though, can be overwhelming. So I've come to a big box retailer to see it firsthand.
Women would come downstairs and see, we called it the stroller pit, and they would start crying.
My guide is Jamie Grayson, also known as the Baby Guy NYC.
This guy,
yeah,
I would say across the board, is one of the most popular strollers on the market. It's a very easy fold. It's just a strap like that, and it'll fold right up.
So this is, what, $360? Yeah. Is that in the mid-range, or the upper range?
It's pretty mid. Back in 2005, the Bugaboo Frog came to America, and it was on Sex and the City, and everybody was losing their mind.
And look at that.
Yeah.
And that's, what, $1,240? Yep. As you can tell, he's something of an expert on infant gear.
Bugaboo, I really like to say they were the catalyst for, like, the baby gear renaissance, to be honest, because they came out with this really cool stroller, then all the other strollers had to like step up their game, and then that trickled down into other categories.
Another factor is our addiction to social media. 56% of Americans shopping for baby products said social media influenced their choice. Once again, here's Gideon and Akiva's mother, Karen.
You can get so caught up in it, especially on Instagram, when you start looking at the perfect lives that some of these families have, and they're always so beautiful, and their homes are so wonderful, and they have so many of the perfect baby items, and so you think you need certain things.
Take every parent's desire to get the best for their kids. Fuel it with the classic consumer desire to keep up with the Joneses, and big profits for the baby gear companies seem to be child's play.
Time to learn our numbers.
Michelle Fleury reporting from New York. This just in, Morocco will bid to host the 2026 Football World Cup, the country's football federation has announced in the last couple of hours. Also in the running are the US, Canada and Mexico. And we're expecting an announcement from Kenya's tallying centre within the next hour and a half. I can see on television lots of politicians and media getting excited in the tallying centre ahead of a big announcement. Just a quick check at the markets. October Brent crude oil is down 18 cents at $51.72 a barrel. This is the BBC.